Desert Quartet. Earth. Earth, rock, desert. I am walking barefoot on sandstone flesh, responding to flesh. It is hot, so hot, the rock threatens to burn through the calloused soles of my feet. I must quicken my pace, paying attention to where I step. For as far as I can see, the canyon country of southern Utah extends in all directions. No compass can orient me here, only a pledge to love and walk the terrifying distances before me. What I fear and desire most in this world is passion. I fear it because it promises to be spontaneous, out of my control, unnamed, beyond my reasonable self. I desire it because passion has color, like the landscape before me. It is not pale. It is not neutral. It reveals the backside of the heart. I climb the slick rock on all fours, my hands and feet throbbing with the heat. It feels good to sweat, to be engaged, to inhabit my animal body. My destination is Druid Arch, by way of the Joint Trail and Chesler Park, located in the southeastern corner of Canyonlands, known as the Needles. I have no map, only cairns to guide me. The hand-stacked piles of rocks that say, trust me, turn here, I know the way. Many resist cairns in the desert, kick them down, believing each traveler should walk on their own authority. It is also true, some cairns have been designed to fool people, to trick them off the trail so they will become lost forever. A quick lesson in self-reliance, to never believe in the stories of others. But I believe that our desire to share is more potent and trustworthy than our desire to be alone. And so I do not anticipate these markers will lie. To walk in this country is always an act of faith. The cairns I have followed have not secured my own path to intimacy as much as they have given me the courage to proceed, one foot in front of the other, in a landscape mysterious, unpredictable, and vast. Nobody knows the way. That is the myth of convention. Cedar Mesa, formations of sandstone envelop me. These pastel cliffs could convince you that you are a hostage with no way out. But the various shales, softer in character, create the slopes and benches to climb out of one canyon into the heart of another. Once I enter the Joint Trail, it is as though I am walking through the inside of an animal. It is dark, cool, and narrow, with sheer sandstone walls on either side of me. I look up. A slit of sky above. Light is deceptive here. The palms of my hands search for a pulse in the rocks. I continue walking. In some places, my hips can barely fit through. I turn sideways, my chest and back in a vice of geologic time. I stop. The silence that lives in these sacred hallways presses against me. I relax. I surrender. I close my eyes. The arousal of my breath rises in me like music, like love, as the possessive muscles between my legs tighten and release. I come to the rock in a moment of stillness, giving and receiving, where there is no partition between my body and the body of earth. There are always logical explanations for the loss of one's mind in the desert. The parallel and intersecting maze I have been traveling through is tortured rock, pulled apart by internal tensions and stresses that form fractures in earth. These fractures become susceptible to erosion, creating deep slots between fins of sandstone. Through the weathering of our spirit, the erosion of our soul, we are vulnerable. Isn't that what passion is? Bodies broken open through change. We are acted upon. We invite and accept the life of another to take root inside. The succession of the canyons is like our own. A maidenhair fern hangs from the slick brook. Water drips, drips, drips until I catch it in my mouth. Drink deeply, the desert sighs. For the next few miles, I simply walked through the pastoral country of Chesler Park, meadows of serenity. This landscape will take care of me. The open expanse of sky makes me realize how necessary it is to live without words, to be satisfied without answers, to simply be in a world where there is no wind, no drama, to find a place of peace, rest, and safety, no matter how fleeting it may be, no matter how illusory, is to regain composure and locate bearings. Picking up stones, I find myself adding to the cairns. Elephant Canyon is composed of limestone ledges, turquoise and lavender stairs that eventually lead desert pilgrims to Druid Arch. The vegetation is lush as clumps of milkweed, their orange fluorescence attract monarchs in migration. Willows, oak, and single-leaf ash provide cover for collared lizards and towhees. Their shuffling in the dry leaf litter reminds me of all I do not see. And the potholes, sinks of water in the sandstone, beckon me down on hands and knees for a closer look. The minutiae of mosquito and mayfly larvae, fairy shrimp, tadpoles, and diving beetles is swirling with its own sense of urgency. Perhaps this is the mind of the lover, manic and driven, the shallow pools of expectation that inevitably dry up. Why is it? For most of us, the vision of the erotic comes as a rare event, a shooting star, a flash flood, a moment of exotic proportion, and not in a stable condition. In this tiny body of water in the desert, I detect waves. I think of the ocean. Wave after wave breaking on shore in interminable monotony. Yet witnessed one by one, they can hold us in trance for hours. The afternoon has delivered me to Druid Arch. Nothing has prepared me for this insistence of being, the pure artistry of shape and form standing quietly, magnificently in the canyons of Utah. Red rock, blue sky. This arch is structured metamorphosis. Once a fin-like tower, it has been perforated by a massive cave-in, responsible now for the keyholes where wind enters and turns. What has been opened, removed, eroded away is as compelling to me as what remains. Druid Arch, inorganic matter, rock rising from the desert floor as a creation of time, weathered, broken, and beautiful. I touch the skin of my face. It seems so callow, moving my fingers over the soft flesh that covers my cheekbones. I wonder what it means to be human, and why at this particular moment, rock seems more accessible and yielding than my own species.